This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Prezolol. Active ingredient, S. Labetalol hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking Prezolol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Prezolol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Prezolol? Prezolol contains the active ingredient labetalol hydrochloride. Prezolol belongs to a group of medicines called beta blockers. These medicines work by changing the body's response to some nerve impulses. As a result, it widens blood vessels in the body, causing blood pressure to fall. Prezolol is used to lower high blood pressure, also called hypertension. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps to circulate your blood all around your body. Your blood pressure may be different during different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have hypertension, high blood pressure, when your blood pressure stays higher than normal, even when you are calm and relaxed. There are usually no symptoms of hypertension. The only way of knowing that you have hypertension is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but if high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Prezolol for another reason. There is no evidence that Prezolol is addictive. What should I know before I take Prezolol? Warnings. Do not take Prezolol if you are allergic to labetalol hydrochloride, any other beta blocker medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have asthma, wheezing, difficulty breathing, or other lung problems, or if you have had them in the past, a history of allergic problems, including hay fever, a very slow heartbeat, less than 45 to 50 beats per minute, certain other heart conditions. After the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, check with your doctor if you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine. Have allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives? Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: diabetes, breathing problems such as asthma, kidney problems, liver problems such as jaundice, an overactive thyroid, any blood vessel disorders causing poor circulation in the arms and legs, pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland, certain types of angina, such as prinzmetal angina or variant angina, shock or severe low blood pressure, heart failure, any other heart problems. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant. Prezolol is not recommended for use during the first trimester of pregnancy, as it may affect your developing baby. If it is necessary for you to take Prezolol later in pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. The active ingredient in Prezolol passes into breast milk, and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Prezolol and affect how it works. Other beta blocker medicines, including beta blocker containing eye drops, calcium channel blockers, medicines used to treat high blood pressure and angina, such as verapamil, diltiazem. Certain medicines used to treat an irregular heartbeat, such as disopyramide, quinidine. Other blood pressure medication, such as clonidine, methyldopa. Fluid tablets, also called diuretics. Cimetidine, a medicine commonly used to treat stomach ulcers. Some medicines used to treat depression. Insulin and other medicines used to treat diabetes. Guanethidine, a medicine used to treat certain heart conditions. some medicines used during surgery and emergency situations such as anesthetics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, a group of medicines used to treat arthritis, pain, or inflammation, such as ibuprofen, indomethacin, aspirin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Prazolol. How do I take Prazolol? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the original pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The dose of Prazolol varies from patient to patient. The usual adult starting dose is 100 mg to 200 mg twice daily. Your doctor may change this dose depending on how you respond to this medicine. Your doctor will decide the right dose for you. Elderly patients may need lower doses. This medicine is not recommended for use in children. When to take Prazolol? Take your medicine immediately after meals. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How to take Prazolol? Swallow the tablets whole with a glass of water. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you forget to take Prazolol, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Prazolol, if you think that you have taken too much Prazolol, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you have taken too much Prazolol, you may feel nausea, vomiting, dizziness, lightheaded, faintness and a very slow heartbeat. What should I know while taking Prazolol? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Prazolol. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you have a severe allergic reaction to foods, medicines, or insect stings, tell your doctor immediately. If you have a history of allergies, there is a chance that Prazolol may make allergic reactions worse and harder to treat. Immediately stop taking this medicine if a skin rash or any other allergic reaction occurs. If you're being treated for diabetes, make sure you check your blood sugar level regularly. Prazolol may affect how well your diabetes is controlled. It may also hide some of the symptoms of low blood sugar, also called hypoglycemia, such as a fast heartbeat. Prazolol may also make low blood sugar last longer. Your doctor may need to change your dose of diabetic medicines, including insulin. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Do not take Prazolol to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Stopping Prazolol suddenly may cause unwanted heart problems. Your doctor may want you to gradually reduce the amount of Prazolol you are taking before stopping completely. This may help reduce the possibility of heart complications from occurring. Things to be careful of. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Make sure you drink enough water in hot weather and during exercise when you are taking this medicine, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking prazolol, you may feel faint, lightheaded, or sick, nauseous. This is because your blood pressure is dropping suddenly. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how prazolol affects you. Prazolol may cause drowsiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may worsen symptoms such as dizziness or lightheadedness. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the original pack until it is time to take them. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Dizziness or lightheadedness, especially when getting up quickly. Tiredness, lack of energy. Headache. Trembling, muscle cramps. Unusual movements, including tremors. Depressed mood. Tingling of the skin, especially the scalp. Dry, red, or sore eyes, blurred vision. Nausea, vomiting, upset stomach. Fever, or chills. Increased sweating. Blocked nose. Problems with sexual function. Swelling of the ankles. Slow, or irregular heartbeat. Feeling generally unwell, sometimes with yellowing of the eyes, or skin. Jaundice. Difficulty in passing urine, or unable to pass urine. Any type of skin rash, redness, itching, or hives. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of these side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Chest tightness, wheezing, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What prazolol contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Labetalol hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Silicon dioxide. Sodium starch glycolate. Progelatinized maize starch. Sucrose. Opidri orange oil S23015. Potential allergens. Sulfites, lactose, and sugars. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What prazolol looks like. Prazolol 100 is 8 mm normal convex orange film coated tablet marked LL100, G on reverse, OSTAR 5, 6, 4, 7, 5. Prazolol 200 is 10.5 mm normal convex orange film coated tablet marked LL200, G on reverse, OSTAR 5, 6, 4, 7, 6. Who distributes prazolol? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2024. Prezalil is a Viatris company trademark. Prezalil_CMI/JUN24/01.